or the bandages of iniquity. Remember when they had to loose Lazarus because he was all bound up? Well, that's kind of the same thought here. The bandages of iniquity. In other words, when they wrap the dead, he's actually saying, you're dead inside. You're all wrapped up in the bonds of iniquity. You're dead. You don't have life in you. Well, he apparently didn't have Christ in him at that point. At some point, it became manifest that he somehow, something happened in here where he never really shook loose from the past. You know, he wants salvation power without repentance. See, he didn't really want to repent. What he wanted to do, he wanted to learn something more that he could add to what he already believed. Instead of cleaning house and saying, look, we've got to start over and lay a new foundation here. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. We don't want to have the consequences here, but where is the repentance? And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. You see, we're not even told if they prayed for him. That's kind of interesting to me. Luke, who wrote these words, just kind of leaves it to our imagination. What do you think the disciples did? Did they pray for him like he said? Well, there's no repentance there. What's the point? What's the point? What you do if you're going to pray for somebody, pray that they repent. Pray that they repent. This Simon, by the way, was also reputed to be the father of Gnosticism in the early church. By the way, when he called himself the great power of God, I believe that this is very much parallel, or it shows that Simon Magus is a type and a shadow of the little horn in Daniel chapter 7. If you read Daniel 7 verses 8 and also verse 20, you'll find that this little horn is speaking great things. And there you have this same word, megale. It's in the Septuagint, I mean, the Greek word. The Septuagint translation of the Old Testament. This little horn in the book of Daniel is said to overcome the saints until the saints receive the kingdom. To me, this whole situation of Simon, it shows or portrays or prophesies a time when this so-called beast system, this little horn, however you want to interpret it, overcomes the saints, but when it comes time for the second work of Christ, he is overcome. And that's what Philip is all about.